today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum, you are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today, we have forgiving and, of course, forgetting in the view of Islam. Today, Wednesday, 25th of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to the Holy Quran, verse 14 of chapter التغابن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
O you who have believed, indeed, among your wives and your children are enemies to you, so beware of them. But if you pardon and overlook and forgive, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that the believers, besides being decisive in maintaining their beliefs and refraining from yielding to the entreaties of their families as to deviate from the straight path, are supposed to endeavor to forgive the faults of others in the same manner that they invoke Allah Almighty for forgiveness, since it is through such affection and forgiveness that they may invite them to obey Allah Almighty. As if you repent and apologize for their faults and join us following your migration, do not turn away from them, but forgive them as you invoke Allah Almighty for forgiveness.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Forgive and forget. To have a sound heart means to let go of whatever that is hurting us in this world. A sound heart is made for Allah, and it is not meant to hold so much hurt of this dunya, so it is better for us to rectify our intentions from time to time through daily spiritual purification. This is one of the ways to obtain a soul heart according to this hadith on forgiveness. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, the gate of paradise will be opened on some days and every servant who associates nothing with Allah will be forgiven, except for the man who has a grudge against his brother. It will be said, delay these two until they are reconciled.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. The eighth star in the sky of Imamate, Imam Radha alayhi salam, enumerates several rights and their values. And he says, whoever feeds a believer is better than freeing a slave. Whoever quenches the thirst of a thirsty believer, Allah will quench his thirst with the drink of paradise. Whoever clothes a naked believer, Allah will clothe him with garments of paradise. Whoever lends a believer for the sake of Allah, it will be counted as charity for him until it is repaid. Whoever eases a believer's worldly difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate his difficulties in the hereafter. And whoever fulfills a believer's need, it is better than performing i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram for a whole month. The most instances mentioned for fulfilling the rights of a fellow believer in this narration are of the nature of financial donations and assistance. Moreover, this type of assistance and donation is prioritized over recommended acts such as i'tikaf in Masjid al-Haram, which itself indicates the special importance and status of giving and assisting Allah's creation. So what is the best possession and wealth with regard to our discussion that is forgiveness? So what is the best possession that a person might have? Humans have two attitudes towards money and monetary issues and fall into two categories. The first group consists of those who earn wealth and keep it for themselves, stacking money upon money, accumulating wealth and turning to hoarding. This attitude spells doom for humanity. The rivalry in worldly increase distracts you until you visit the graves. No, you are going to know, then no, you are going to know. What we possess should be put into circulation without attachment. In this case, there is no need to hoard or store it in a warehouse or home.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your
now, the answer of this question, how to forgive someone. One of the answers will be, ask yourself, why should I forgive? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny said, actions are but by intention, and every man shall have but that which he intend. Thus he whose migration was for Allah and his messenger, his migration was for Allah and his messenger, and he whose migration was to achieve some worldly benefits, his migration was for that for which he migrated. You thought you'd forgive them, but sometimes you unconsciously expect something in return. Perhaps a I'm sorry statement, but what if that never happened? One of the ways you can rectify your intentions to forgive is the sake of Allah and His Messenger. Allah loves those who forgive, so wouldn't it feel rewarding to be loved by Allah, the Lord of the world? In chapter 7, Verse 199, Allah says, O Prophet, take forgiveness as your habit, enjoin virtue, and ignore the ignorant. In a time when many people are unhealed and feel broken, the concept of forgiving in Islam allows us to move past emotions that hold us back and keep triggering us. Dr. Fred Lusking, an author of Forgive for Good, speaks about how and why we should learn to forgive. He says, forgiveness is the ultimate resolution to unwanted loss or grief. He also believes that the need to forgive means we object to someone that happened to us. Therefore, forgiveness is making peace when you don't get what you want.
You achieve forgiveness more readily when you are prepared to forgive others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it in Surah An-Nur as well, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. You know, forgive and embrace. Would you not like Allah to forgive you? For indeed Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Now, Allah knows we are human beings, and He knows we have a heart, and He knows we feel hurt, and He knows that we might find it difficult to forgive. He asks us to look into the matter seriously. You may forgive, and you should forgive, and you should try and forgive. But the question is, what if I can't forget what was done? You never, ever need to forget what happened. You don't need to. If over time you have forgotten, it was good because the relationship might have built and you forgot what happened. Or it slipped your mind or it's no longer in the front of your mind. But initially, it's very difficult. And you know, sometimes you don't even need to interact with the people you've forgiven, but you've let go. This is something that many people don't understand. I've spoken about it in the past and I'm speaking about it again because someone's asked me a question and this is the answer to it. You forgive, but you don't forget. That's it. And you forgive. It doesn't mean you need to embrace. To forgive is one act of worship, which is more important. To embrace is another act of worship, which is not as important as the forgiving. Because sometimes you might have a person who is really a nasty person. You've forgiven them. They may not be genuine in seeking that forgiveness. You may not know you're a human being, but you've let it go, but you want to limit your interactions with them. Bravo. That's actually a good thing. Subhanallah. It's good to limit your interactions with those who may be toxic, those who may not have changed their ways. I can't handle being in their company. It's very stressful. My mind has a pressure on it whenever I'm with this person. I feel so, strongly about not being with them. And it just stresses me and gives me the jitters, or I get depressed, whatever else it may be. You just don't want to be with them. No problem. There's nothing that says you have to be with them. They've wronged you in the past. They belittle you. They mock at you. They lie about you. They cause problems for you. You can minimize your relationship with them, but you've forgiven them. What am I going to hold it in my heart for? It's okay. Forgiven. That's a very important lesson.
Forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.